Welcome to the Gospel Road. We're going to look at 1 John 2 today. It says, "My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the expiation for our sins. And not for yours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this, we may be sure that we know him. If we keep his commandments, he who says, 'I know him,' but disobeys his commandments is a liar. And the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly love for God is perfected. By this, we may be sure that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment, which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new commandment, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. He who says he is the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and in it there is no cause for stumbling. But he who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I'm writing you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his sake. I am writing you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I'm writing you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I'm writing you, children, because you know the Father. I'm writing you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I'm writing you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard, the Antichrist is coming. So now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. They went out for us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that it might be plain that they are not of us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all know. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it and know that no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. He who confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he has promised us, eternal life. I write this to you about those who would deceive you by the anointing, which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. as he, as his anointing teaches you about everything. And it's true and is no lie. Just as I taught you, abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame as he is coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who does right is born in him. 1 John 2. That is what we are looking at today. How do you deal with life? How do you help one another? How do you build up one another? What kind of conversations do you have with each other? I was having an interesting conversation this past week. And of course, I was getting every conversation that you're not supposed to have. We talked religion, we talked politics, but we had a conversation. Nobody was screaming, nobody was yelling. Lots of chuckling, which is good. But again, we were finding those things that we kind of stood together on or agreed on. Again, very interesting conversation. In a world that people are not able to have those conversations, and it really has nothing to do with religion, politics, any of that. Even at work, how many times do you run into somebody because you're maybe trying to talk about a process or someone's doing something wrong, and rather than having a conversation, it can turn into an argument? I said this. Do it like this. Why did this happen? But it might be more of a finger pointing than a conversation. I mean, I see it all the time. Used to see it all the time. Heated discussions. Managers getting furious. Yelling. Not really loving one another, is that? And helping one another. I mean, yeah, if you messed up, you messed up. But how can we make that better? Depending on what you messed up at. Because again, some jobs you mess up, that is very bad. In fact, it could be deadly for you or someone you're working with. Still, it makes you wonder if screaming at that person is the answer to helping them be better. And then again, it's emotion. It's not always logics when you're having those conversations. So logic kind of flows out the window because you're so high on that emotion. And that's kind of how you react. You react very emotional when you're trying to deal with those things. You know, it says in here that to not love the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. So when you're talking the religion, it's that what is happening in the world compared to what's happening on the spiritual side, and how they do not go together, keeping the commandments. We know what those are, right? If not, you can find them in Exodus. But you need to think of it this way too. As you are doing things. I mean, like for me, I'm in a completely different occupation. Sort of. So I find the commonalities, which helps me do the job that I'm doing. And some of those commonalities are the reason why I ended up getting the job that I have now. But there's certain things from my other jobs that are not going to move over because there's other stuff that I have to learn. And this is where we have to be logical to understand how we are trying to get things done. Now, a lot of times, it's even going from a job to a job. It can be the exact same job. You go to a new job, same occupation, but policies for that new place could be different from the policies in the last place. Yeah, it doesn't always, you know, they have a different way of thinking sometimes. Theory, idea of how it works, same. Execution, not always the same. Sometimes execution can be better, sometimes execution can be worse. It's all about that when you're doing anything. You know, it's getting it done. Doing a concert, doing a promotion, doing an event, whatever that is that you are trying to bring people in and give them what it is that will give them that good time that night, to really make them excited, to work on their emotions, to receive whatever, either them being entertained or you trying to raise money for a fundraiser. You're trying to work on those emotions for them to be present there, opening their wallets, whatever it is. But it's how you execute that event that you can make that work. Yeah. Lots of things to figure out. Lots of things of trying to make us better. You remember, being better today than yesterday. Trying to do our best every day. Really trying. I was watching a Family Camp last night, which is a movie from the Skit Guys, I think. They're a Christian comic duo. It wasn't too bad. There were some parts on it that got pretty preachy, you know. But all in all, it was a pretty decent movie. Kind of like, you know, watching Jesus Revolution a few weeks ago. And then even Jesus Music, which was the documentary about how the music came about. Well, I think that was about a year, maybe a year or two ago, I can't remember. Finding those pieces that you can really lock into to really speak to you, to help you think logically, to help you with the decisions that you need to make, that make the right decisions to do what's best for you, for your family, for your job. Sometimes it's not always easy. Never is. And we need to try and pull those pieces out. Like I said, not always the easiest thing. It talked about the Antichrist in this chapter, and that was kind of a conversation we sort of touched on this week. And I was talking to, sharing with the guy again, talking about everything we shouldn't, movies that were actually produced here in Des Moines. You know, the Thief of the Night series. I think it was A Thief of the Night, A Distant Thunder, Image of the Beast, and then Prodigal Planet. But the first one, for sure, A Thief of the Night, I was telling him how it was actually shot in Des Moines during the Iowa State Fair. I mean, it was just really interesting. Back in, I think it was, well, it was released in 73, but would have been filmed, you know, in the early 70s. And then, of course, post-production. So he was interesting. I think I've actually found all of them on Tubi. A person can watch them. But just interesting. See, the comparison. Remember what I was talking about earlier, the comparison, going to that new job? So watching those old movies, watching the comparison on how they were produced, how things were done, compared to how they do movies, produce movies today. How they even have, you know, the idea might be the same. You know, so you have The Thief of the Night is what they called them then. Then you had Kirk Cameron redo them in the Left Behind series. From, of course, that was from the Tim Leahy books. Leahy, if I remember right. But the production was so different on how they did things. Storyline was different. But the idea was the same. So how do you bring those pieces together and find out the commonalities of here's the idea, here's what is brought together, here's what is shared, but then how are they doing that a little different? See, this is where it comes back to where we heard Reagan say all the time, even in, I believe it's in Acts, but somewhere in it, but it even says the same thing of trust but verify. You're given information. You're being trusted with this information, but you need to verify the information that's being given to you, that it's correct, that you're doing it correctly. I mean, how many times have we been told how to do something? You're trusting that they're, what they're telling you is correct, but you need to verify, because I've been told things of, hey, do it like this, come to find out, no, it wasn't right. See, and this is where problems happen. This is where mistakes come in. Because maybe not everyone knows exactly what they should, even if they're at a job. They've been doing it for a while. Maybe they're slipping. Or maybe they've been doing it wrong all along, which has been causing mistakes and no one had ever figured that out. Yeah. Always verify the information that's being given to you in life. Verify that. And sometimes that's not easy. You know, we were talking about news and how I'm so fed up with it, but you need to find so many different stories to watch. Find the pieces that fit together to maybe find out what the truth is. Because we seem to be in a world that no one wants to give you the truth. They might give you fractions of it, pieces of it, but not all of it. And I'm going to go out on the limb. It's been like that for a long time. This is not new. This is something they've been dealing with for 5,000 years, since the beginning of time. That's what I'm going to say. You can tell me I'm wrong. Verify. Good luck with that. Again, it's a feeling, it's a thought. And I always say that because, you know, we read a lot of old manuscripts and we're not dealing with anything new compared to what they were dealing with back then. You know, you read the Bible, the same thing. They're dealing with problems then that we're still dealing with today. A lot of these old works talking about problems from back then. And we're still dealing with them today. The books that were written 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 400 years ago. It's insane, right? Stupid, right? We're not learning, right? We're not getting any better. We're just still doing the same thing over and over and over again. And by doing that, things are not getting any better. It's insane. But this is where we have to think about the individual, because we have to be responsible. We have to be held accountable, even if it's holding ourselves, because we need to be able to use our brains and think. And so many, they're not thinking logically. They're thinking emotionally. And because of that, they're making poor decisions. And then they got to rethink things through again. But that's the way they want us to do it, because then there's control. I mean, does it feel like they want control? You can fill in they. Depends on where you are. Work. Home. Family. Church. Government. They. Who are they? Crazy, right? 1 John 2. Be sure to check that out. Read it for yourself, as I always say. And how can it help you be that better person? How can it help you be that person that thinks more logically? Applying it to your life. You know, ethics and morals, we hear about them. We have to take ethics classes. But then we have others that are trying to legislate morality. And legislating morality does not work. Because morality is who we are. Unfortunately, we're not all the same. We're different. And it can mess things up. 1 John 2. Be sure to read that. Hopefully you enjoyed this. If you did, share it on social media, Facebook, Twitter, or X, whatever they call it now. Twitter, X, Threads, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You can find me on all those at My Buddy Jimmy. Share this on them as well, if you like. Give me a rating, too, on the platform that you're listening. That always helps as well. And you can find my other things that I do. I think I'm getting closer and getting one of my other podcasts rolling up again. So hopefully that'll be here, happening again here pretty soon. But you can see the other things that I share. The jokes and the videos and, yeah, well, I'm just kind of all over the place, right? Insane. No, I'm not. Well, maybe I am. Depends on who you talk to. All right, 1 John 2. Be sure to check that out. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to The Gospel Road. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for all of the likes. Thank you for the, I don't know, there's some people that I end up hearing from or seeing them, and it just surprises me, and I appreciate that so much. Thank you for listening to The Gospel Road. Have a great day. God bless.
Spinal adjustments provided by Dr. Chad Rolfson. The Spinal Tuning Chiropractic Center is a Des Moines area low flat fee per month unlimited chiropractic care practice. When life happens, just adjust. Schedule today at SpinalTuning.com.
If you're looking for help with software, app, web development, be sure to check out my friends at IngenuityCompany.com. They believe in their clients. Software development, app development, web development, visioning, design thinking, diagramming, organizational development, strategy, they can help you at the Ingenuity Company. Find out more at IngenuityCompany.com.
The Jimmy Olsen Radio Network.